Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to another amazing episode of the Dadcast, where I am raising an adult, not a child, because one day I'm not going to be here and I need to make sure my child is going to grow into an adult who's self-sufficient, understanding, and not going to be taken advantage of by the world or anybody that seeks to take her out. Because I love my damn child. Because she's amazing. This episode is brought to you by Cut Connoisseur. It's a clothing and lifestyle brand and sells products for the grooming and hair industry. And check them out at Cut Connoisseur on Instagram. Cut Connoisseur. Check them out. Once again, I have bunch of my favorite people on the planet in here, because you know I'm a barber, but it's more than just a haircut. It's love, it's life, it's communication, it's conversation, and it's building. And I've also learned something that I get an epiphany for the day. Every day I get a chance to learn something new. And my epiphany for the day is I need to now learn that not just being the big homie or an uncle or a friend or a father, that I can learn from the new generations, the youth. And Caleb, I want to give you that those props today, man. Like, you taught me a bunch of things, and I look up to you because of your focus and your determination to constantly seek more information. And my humility has been keeping me focused on knowing that I don't know every fucking thing, but I can learn from any and everywhere, and every day I can learn something. So your dad is one of my favorite people on the planet, man, and I love the way he maneuvers, how he allows people to be themselves, how he raises men, you know, watching him, you know, take in young men, nephews, and adopts people, and, you know, protects men. And, you know, because of the things that we've witnessed, we don't want you guys to have to experience, you know? But I love that about him. And, you know, let me ask you, this episode is going to be more about you than your dad and I. But let me ask you, what are some things, and it could be just one, but what are some things that you are grateful for your dad teaching you?
Some things that I'm grateful for my dad teaching me. One of the things that I'm most grateful for is my dad taught me humility above all else. Hmm. Like, my dad is a very intelligent man, but he is never one who's afraid to admit when he doesn't know something. Like, when it came to my harder and harder classes as time went on, he would admit sometimes he had no clue what the fuck I'm doing, because it's a lot sometimes.
I get that for.
It was that level of humility and humble kindness that I've learned to try and take with me wherever I go. That's one of the things that I'm most grateful for learning from him.
That's dope. And the balance to that is his toughness as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know he ain't playing with your ass, is he?
One of the other things that I learned was, when it comes to life, if you have an authority figure in front of you, try not to piss them off.
Woo!
Because it's all nice once they're all nice to you, but so long as you keep them in the area of kindness and happiness, you're good.
And this is what I'm trying to show people too, like with me, like, dude, it's all good, man. And, you know, and like they say, you know, if you keep poking the bear, don't be mad when you get bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's serious. Like, you poking a bear, like, it's a whole bear. Like, you may think that bear is nice and he just minds his business and he's just trying to get fruits and berries out the tree, but that's a whole bear. And I'm learning that too, you know, just like, all right, man, leave me alone. I'm trying to be nice, but you're going to get all this smoke. But that's dope, though. I'm glad you learned that. What have you learned? Because it's not just about you. because you have siblings, what have you learned that your dad has taught you regarding your siblings? Like, watching him navigate with them, because you all are so different, right? So he has to deal with each one of you in a different manner, right? So what have you learned from him, the way he deals with it, your siblings?
One of the things I've learned is, when it comes to my siblings, I can't be singular-minded or try and approach it the way I would. Mm-hmm. I have to try and tailor my approach to how they are. Like, mm-hmm. for my older brother Milan, I have to be, like, stern and not let him push me around, because Milan mm-hmm. does like to beat at the bush a while. Like, mm-hmm. one of the things he does love is to kick the bear until it's pissed off. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does.
So I gotta learn how to be a rock with him so that he just stubs his toe instead of pissing me off.
Well done. Well done. Okay, and?
And like with my little brother London, I have to be like kind and caring with him, because as tough as he does act with all of his friends, he is just, he's just softy on the inside, like how I was when I was little.
Yeah.
And I know when it comes to like being stern and being yelled at, it always is nice to have some caring on the side of it too, instead of just always aggressive angerness.
Okay, like what I'm hearing. Okay, so, I'm going to end it on this note. What is... So one day you're going to be a parent. Mm-hmm. What are some things, like for instance me, I'm going to give you a situation. Like, my main thing for my daughter is integrity and do no harm but take no shit. Those are my two rules, you know what I mean? And that's what I try to instill in her. What are some things that you want to instill in your children?
One of the things I'd say I want to instill would be, above all, like kindness and generosity when you see people in need, but never let your kindness turn into weakness.
Woo!
Like, I've had my fair share of times where people think or they can just step all over me because I'm kind, and I've had to put people in place. Like, I remember when I was leading the wrestling team my senior year, one of the guys, I was always kind, always friendly, joking with him. So when I told him to get up to do our punishment, he was like, nah, man, I'm not going to do it. And he kept trying to turn and look away. So I wasn't having any of it. I just gave him one quick slap to the face and let him know, like, we're here, you listen to me. I'm your friend when I want to be. I'm your boss when I need to be.
Ooh-wee. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Wow. That I learned, hey. You just taught me something today. Once again, taught me a few things. But yeah, I love that, because I'm not wrong. And, you know, especially as a man, you know, being a protector and a provider and having to, you know, stand up for yourself, you know. And I was telling somebody the other day, or a few people, like, I don't like the term passive aggressive, because to me, the way people throw that term passive-aggressive around makes it seem like, oh, you're a pussy and now you're, you know, you want to stand up for yourself and now you're extra'd out. Mm-hmm. No, 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 no. Passive-aggressive means I was nice and kind, I gave you passes, and now I'm aggressive. Because you were poking a fucking bear. You weren't poking a peacock. Or, you know what I'm saying, you weren't poking a hummingbird, you were poking a bear the whole time. And the bear was just like, yeah, you might not want these problems. But then when you got them, oh, how dare you, oh my goodness, you're such a jerk. And I even posted something like that in my stories this morning in my caption. Because, you know, people assume that I'm an asshole, but it's like, nah, you were trying to go run away with whatever you wanted. You wanted what you wanted from me. You wanted to take advantage of me. And when I didn't allow it, now I'm wrong for not allowing you to take advantage of me. When I was just trying to be cool with you, like, I didn't want no problems. But the cold part about it is, they didn't want the problems in the first place. They just wanted whatever they can get out of you. You know, whether it be a rise out of you, whether that be control, whether that be
attention,
money, whatever it is, you know, like, they just want to take advantage of you, you know. And I'm not here for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love everybody, but I'm trying to be cool. And then, that's enough of that, you know? I'm gonna need you to back up. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate you, for real, for real. Dre.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite moments and things that you've learned from being a father?
Man, watching my kids be better than I ever was. Mm. Scholastically, emotionally, just all around, far better children than I know I was.
Ooh-wee.
So, I think it has a lot to do with, you know, talking to the kids, man. You ain't always got to whoop them. You know, kids they're little humans. It ain't like they can't think for themselves. But sometimes you need to get to the root of why they're thinking the way they're thinking and maybe guide that, mold that, as opposed to trying to mold the actual child itself. Just help with the thought process. Like my son's often stressed out about college and shit like that. I've never dealt with that level of stress, you know? So
correct.
I can only tell him how to handle it from my standpoint. And like I always tell him, man, it's okay, man. It's not that big of a deal. I know you think it is, but it's ultimately when it's all said and done, in the grand scheme of things, dog, it's not. It's small to a joint.
Small things to a joint.
You know what I'm saying? Your health and your livelihood means more than anything. Because that stress brings on heart attack and, you know, health issues.
Mm-hmm. Small things to a giant, man. I like to say that all the time, man. That is important. Can you tell me or share with me a moment where you realized Caleb was self-sufficient, where you didn't have to worry about him, and when you thought, like, damn, like, I did a good fucking job.
Ninth grade year.
Why?
Because Caleb's not, he's not, you know, I was an athlete growing up.
Mm-hmm.
My son Caleb's not an athlete at all. Sports isn't his thing, never has been. I tried to, you know, get him to play basketball like most parents do at an early age, and then, you know, be the team parent, going to all the games and whatnot. My kids don't like sports like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to try to force them and turn them into little athletes that they don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But come his ninth grade year, he found his place. You know, he was having problems in junior high as far as, you know, his confidence and self-assurance levels. But when he got to high school, he went out for the wrestling team. Of all sports to play, he chose wrestling. On his own. No guidance from me. No pushing from me.
Mm.
And man, it meant the world to him.
That's dope. And I think what you're saying too is that, and there's two sides to every coin.
Right.
First of all, you know, and we were talking about, you know, poking the bear. You know what I mean? The bear is just trying to get some berries and nuts.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean? Some
right.
fish and mind his own business.
Right.
But if you want them problems, you won't get them. But I think that's dope because I had a similar situation with my daughter where I was coaching her on the soccer team. And, man, this girl, they both went up for a ball. And my daughter's like, she's a sweetheart, man. Like, she was always, you know, super chill, but I knew sports was the way to navigate her into some toughness without me, like, abusing her or telling her toughen up and, you know, hitting on her. Like, I was never going to hit a woman, period. But what I'm not going to do is allow my child to be out here being a sucker. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We're not going to do. So she, there was this one game where she jumped up to get a ball and her and the other girl collided and it knocked the wind out of her in the air. Like, dude, like, she folded in the air and, like, landed on her side. Like, you could hear the wind come out of her and everything. Like, everybody was like, ooh, damn. Like, that was a nasty collision, man. It was bad. But the sound she made, you know, I was just like, you know, I snapped out of coach mode and went into dad mode because that's my little girl, you know what I mean? So in soccer, you're supposed to wait for the referee to call you on. The refs are supposed to check on the child first. Then if the child's not okay, then they tell you, you know, come on out and check on the child. I'm like, what the fuck? I never listened to that rule because these are little girls and I'm as a protector and a provider, as a man, what I'm going to do is make sure my girls are okay, regardless of if it's my daughter or you know, any girl on my team, I'm here for. So anyway, I didn't even wait because I knew she was messed up. I was like, oh, hell no. So I sprinted out on the field, you know, and, you know, I'm running up to her, you know, and I knew she would be okay. But I didn't know if she had, like, cracked ribs or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a major thing, too. Like, you might have cracked your ribs or just being out of breath is one thing. But the way she took that knee to the ribs, I was concerned. And the way she fell on her side, I was concerned. So, anyway, I get to her, and I'm just telling her, baby, it's okay. Just breathe. Into your nose, out through your mouth. Into your nose, out through your mouth. You'll get your breath back. And that was the first time she's ever had the wind knocked out of her, too. But, anyway, she was like, I'm okay, Dad. I said, baby, you need to come out the game. She was like, no, I want to keep playing. I said, are you sure? So then coach kicked in. Like, wait, you still want to play? She was like, I got this, Dad. I can go. I was like, my dog. I was like, see? And I knew I wasn't. And I learned from one of my favorite things about being a father. And I'm going to give you this because you're going to be a father one day. Is when with your children, and much like Jerry was just talking about, push, but don't force. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Now, based on what he was just saying, push, I'm gonna introduce it to you. I'm gonna give you this game. I'm gonna show you what's up or what's out there, but I'm not gonna force you to do anything other than who and what you can be. So I went off the field and I turned back in to coach, and I was just like, I was concerned about her just like I was concerned about any other girl on the team. And we talked, and like I was literally yelling during the game, like, hey, are you okay? Because I'm seeing her holding her ribs and, you know, barely being able to breathe, and she couldn't really move, you know, laterally like she usually does. I'm like, dude, you can come out the game. She said, no, Dad, I got it. And that was my grateful moment. Mm-hmm. I was like, I raised somebody who can really stand up for themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
endure.
Like, resilience is a thing now. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was that moment I was just like, she got it. And you know, as parents, man, like, and what we've done, like, it's just that aha moment for us. And it's just like, man, I'm so happy. Like, if something ever happens to me, I don't have to be concerned. I don't have to be on my last dying breath or my last moment, waking moment, and be like, oh damn, is my child gonna be okay? Like, they good, because I did and gave them everything I could in this moment, in my, you know, life and with my time with them. And it's a blessing, man, to see you guys' growth, man. Like, it for real gives us so much hope and happiness.
Puts our hearts and minds at ease.
For real, for real. Hearts and minds at ease. Just like when you play video games and you
to that next level.
You reach, right, that next level. Like, you reach those checkpoints, right? Mm-hmm. And you know if you have to reset, you know you don't have to start all the way back at the beginning again. Like, oh,
continue,
I can
from
start
where you saved from.
Exactly. Yeah. Continue from exactly where you saved from. Like, oh yeah, I reached this. You're not gonna double back or.
I mean, this is.
All right. So, with that said, finish your statement, sir. Wait. Once again, this is a new episode of the Dad Cast where we're raising adults, not children. And I got a bunch of my favorite people on the planet in this room. This is brought to you by Cut Connoisseur. We have clothing, hair oil, and trimmers. Please check us out at Cut Connoisseur at Instagram. But with that said, my name is The Mark of Genius, and I got my favorite people on the planet, Dre One, DC, and Nas. And what's the baby name?
Asar.
All kings in this room. So, finish your statement, King. What are you trying to teach him once again?
Yeah, so basically, like, trying to get to the point of things we were talking about, things we're doing for our children as if it was us, and being youthful and wishing that our fathers would have came through for us like that, right? So things that they might say, it's okay, I don't want it, or we'll do it because we'll know it benefit them in the long run. So we're talking about the Shoot 360 and how when he went for the trial, the national team trial, and I was sitting there looking at it, and I was like, oh, the universe didn't put me here for him to make this 16-week tryout national team. It put me here so it can, so I can recognize this Shoot 360 for my son. So I asked him after the, you know, after the trial, I was like, nah, so you want to do the Shoot 360? He was like, nah. You know, he's kind of looking at it like it's some gimmicks type stuff. And I'm looking like, nah, son, so you don't really know what you're talking about. So I was like, I'm going to sign you up anyway, right? So fast forward, what, like 3-4 weeks later, he's like loving it, right? He's like, oh yeah, right? So then I formulate, so I'm like, all right, well, let's formulate a plan. I'm like, so we come here 4 days a week, 30 minutes out your day, you get up 250 shots, let's do the math. 4 times 250, that's 1,000. That's 1,000 shots a week. You know what I'm saying? That's 4,000 shots a month. In 6 months, you know, that's 24,000 shots. You know what I'm saying? I said, that's 24,000 jumpers, bro. I said, how great do you think your jump shot is going to be for 30 minutes out of your life that you say you something that you love to do? You know what I'm saying? I said, and it's just being afforded to by me with the thought in mind that I'm you.
Right.
And I wish my daddy would have did this for me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm 42 years old. My daddy never came to see school.
Same age,
bro. He didn't think it was, you know, it was really worth it. You know what I mean? Playing basketball, it was more than lunch. It was go to school, get a job, do this, do that, and be a good worker.
Right. Like mine wasn't even there. He was in and out of jail by the time I was 10. He caught life, right? So, but when he was there, he really wasn't there. You know, it wasn't like he was caring about what I was into. I don't think we ever had. So we never even got to that discussion of what was important to me or whatever. You know, it was like, he, you know, I'll see you when I see you type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so yeah, that's the point. That's what it is, to be the father that you always wanted, man.
Yeah.
Even in your life, be the friend you always wanted, man. Be the brother you always wanted, man. Whatever, you know what I mean? You can apply it to some of the aspects of your life. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Well, I got 5 boys myself.
Wow.
Yeah, so 4 of them's grown. My youngest is 11. Man. They all got jobs. 2 of them in school. The other one's just working. They don't want school, which is fine. I ain't complete that. But they make the music, you know? They figured it out, you know what I mean? So I let them find their own path, man. I just support them. Mm-hmm. I don't push them. I support them. This is what you want to do, though? We're going to do it all the way. We ain't going to be no half step.
We going to do it.
You said you want to do it. So now I'm going to show you I'm all in because he said he wanted to do it, whatever it may be. And that's how it goes, man.
And what you got?